These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending October 30th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Security consultants tell Reuters that FBI and Homeland Security officials held a conference call with security experts and hospital administrators to discuss targeted ransomware attacks against healthcare facilities. Alan Liska, a threat intelligence analyst with Recorded Future, told Reuters six hospitals were targeted on the same day by the same actor recently. Officials warned hospitals to ensure their backup systems work, to disconnect systems from the internet where they can, and to avoid using personal email accounts. Attackers thought to originate in Eastern Europe have used the Ryuk and TrickBot Trojans. Microsoft attempted to disrupt TrickBot earlier this month, but may not have succeeded. Google added VPN to its top Google One storage subscription plan at no additional cost. It'll show up in the Google One app, where you can turn it on and off, and will work for anyone on a family plan as well. VPN is part of the 2-terabyte Google One plan, which costs you $9.99 a month or $99 a year. It also shows up in the 10, 20, and 30-terabyte plans. Google One VPN is available for Android in the U.S. right now, with expansion to other countries, iOS, Windows, and Mac in the coming months. Security researchers found a critical vulnerability in Intel code that let them access a service mode called Red Unlock inside the independent core and discover the secret key used to encrypt updates to firmware. The vulnerability cannot be used for remote hacks, but physical access might allow a hacker to use it to root a CPU or maliciously attack the chip. Any exploits would disappear on reboot. The vulnerability will also let security researchers analyze microcode patches for vulnerabilities. It has been patched, but chip firmware can, of course, always be rolled back. Research published Monday by two app developers shows that link previews, like the kind you see in Instagram or Slack and other messaging apps, don't always behave well. Previews are those little snippets that show up with your headline, one description of the web page, and sometimes a picture. To get the preview, the app has to visit the link and download at least part of the page. If not properly configured, that action could lead to private materials, like something you link to in Dropbox, for instance, being stored indefinitely on the app's server. It can also lead to downloading malware. Facebook and Instagram download the entire linked file just to create the preview and even execute JavaScript without any security vetting. LinkedIn does the same, though it caps the download at 50 megabytes. Discord, Google Hangouts, Slack, Line, Twitter, and Zoom cap the file between 15 and 50 megabytes, and Line may even violate end-to-end encryption when generating the preview. iMessage, Reddit, Signal, Threema, TikTok, Viber, WeChat, and WhatsApp do not copy the file when generating the preview. And Signal, Threema, TikTok, and WeChat all give the users the option to receive no link preview. Zoom launched its end-to-end encryption and technical preview for all users on Mac, PC, iOS, and Android, as well as in Zoom rooms. It does not work on its web client, third-party clients, or if you're accessing over the phone. Some features will not work with end-to-end encryption either, including cloud recording, live transcription, polling, meeting reactions, and the ability to join before the host. There's also a maximum of 200 participants, and free users must verify a phone number before using end-to-end encryption. A group of companies, including Microsoft, IBM, NVIDIA, Airbus, Bosch, and the nonprofit MITRE Corporation, released the Adversarial ML Threat Matrix, an open framework designed to help security teams detect and respond to threats against machine learning systems. The matrix is available on GitHub and open for further contributions from the community. Finally, as part of Microsoft's planned deprecation of Internet Explorer, starting with Edge 87, a list of 1,156 sites accessed in Internet Explorer will automatically open in Edge on Windows. This includes YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, ESPN, eHarmony, and GoDaddy, among others, though enterprise users will be able to set group policies to disable the forced loading. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.